Next one, subject, Krishna told me. Sometimes some devotees say things like, I know that Krishna likes my offerings, he told me. Or, Srila Prabhupada likes my service, I feel it. Is this acceptable? Can the deity speak with us and tell us what we should cook or offer, etc.? When Srila Prabhupada was installing deities at ISKCON Los Angeles, he said that Krishna has come as the deity because he wants to talk with you. But he said you have to make yourself qualified so that Krishna will speak with you. It is not for... Generally, the deity doesn't give indications to neophyte devotees. He might do, he's independent. But generally not. If we really endeavor in devotional service and really put ourselves out, then from time to time we may feel that Krishna is pleased and is reciprocating with us. But to take it just as an everyday happening, that is very dangerous. We may think that Krishna is speaking to us, but it's just our own mind. Many people, it's very common in the West now, people say that, well, from my heart I feel that Jesus is speaking to me or some such thing. Can be very dangerous. Someone could say, well, Jesus told me to go out and kill all these people. I had an experience, I've related this a few times, where one devotee was writing to me, what should I do with my life? And I suggested to her via email that you dedicate your life to distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. And she wrote back in a very angry mood. She didn't like that suggestion. She said, I was so upset, and I went before the deity of Srila Prabhupada and asked him, what should I do? Give them some prasadam. I think they're newcomers here. Give them some prasadam. Someone catch them. And Prabhupada replied, she said to me,
Prabhupada
kick him in the head, him referring to myself. Now, understanding how much Srila Prabhupada promoted the distribution of his books, it's extremely unlikely. We'll take it that this wasn't Srila Prabhupada speaking, this was her own mind. Which she presumed to be Srila Prabhupada speaking. So we should be careful about this. There may be some exceptional circumstances where the deity does speak even to neophyte devotees. But it's not such an ordinary thing that we'll say, well, Krishna, what do you want to eat today? Even if it does happen, devotees, they will, if something which could cause them to be honored by others happens, the devotee generally doesn't like to advertise that. For instance, it's described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita about Madhavendra Puripad. That he was more than once instructed by Krishna in a dream. And another devotee was instructed by the deity in a dream to take out some kheer prasad for Madhavendra Puri. And this Madhavendra Puri, when this happened, he was on the way to Puri. Jagannath Puri Dham. Because on the order of the deity Gopal, he was going there to get chandan for him, sandalwood. So Madhavendra Puri, he didn't, in one sense, he didn't want to go on to Puri because he knew that these wondrous stories of these of all these dreams that he was getting orders from Krishna, that was being broadcast, so everyone would honor him, so he didn't want to go there. But still he had to go, because he had to go there to do his service to collect the sandalwood. So we learn from this that even if a devotee does get some special mercy in the form of instructions in dreams or whatever, or the deity directly speaking, he doesn't stand up on a height and announce to everyone all about this. Next question.